We do not know we did it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We do not know we did it. Treatment is a very elusive thing. It's a very difficult thing to put your finger on. It's just like practice is a very elusive thing and very difficult to put your finger on. Because when we practice something, we do not feel that we have accomplished it yet. And when we've accomplished it, we theoretically don't practice it. Theoretically is a big word here. Actually, we practice it all the time. When we are a great musician, we are practicing all the time, either in our mind or on the keyboard or on whatever it is that we're practicing, and we are practicing, and putting into motion all those wonderful talents that would bring about the result that we want. In our treatment work, it's the same way. We practice. We say, I'm whole and perfect. We say it until we're crazy in the head. We think to ourselves, my goodness sakes, this is just foolishness. It's not getting any results. And we don't really notice the little results that are taking place step by step. We don't really notice the little things that are happening in our mind, that are happening in our body, that are happening in our affairs with balance and harmony and peace. Fortunately, we don't notice it either, because if we noticed it, then we would be all the more intensive in seeking it out. But because it's a subtle, gentle, wonderful thing, we are able to say it without giving it a lot of attention, without worrying over it, without thinking over it that it's going to be or it's not going to be. We just speak our word and we gently, lovingly remain with the principle. We say, I'm whole and perfect. Now, when we say I'm whole and perfect, we're telling our body that our body should realize that that is the principle we're working on. Not the principle of pain or the principle of exclusion, as happens in so many areas of our life. We are in our environment, and our environment calls for the flu season, it calls for this problem and that problem, it calls for difficulties in getting along with neighbors and friends and family, it calls for difficulties in getting enough money to live on, it calls for difficulties in having a happy world in which to live. And you see, all of these things, they're insidious, and they're so difficult to put your finger on, because they're happening underneath. They're the undercurrents of the world. And these undercurrents of the world are established by all those people who want to have them take place. And they want to have them take place in such a way as to establish a problem without them being blamed for establishing the problem, although they get the results that they want. You too can get the results you want by putting your undercurrent into motion. You say, well, isn't that manipulating things? Yes, it is. It's determining, I want to learn to be a good driver, or I want to learn to be a bad driver. If I want to learn to be a good driver, I will have good driving practices be what I learn. If I want to learn to be a bad driver, I will have bad driving practices be what I learn. And then I'll be a bad driver. It's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as being a good driver. It's just as simple as living your healthy body. Just as simple as living in your healthy world. It's just as simple as living in your healthy universe. It all depends on what sort of things we choose to be taught into our consciousness, to be a good driver or to be a poor driver. To be a good driver, we drive according to the rules of the road. When we drive according to the manner in which our car operates best, and we drive in a manner in which makes us feel comfortable and makes everyone around us feel comfortable. And it has nothing to do with what's right and wrong. It's just a matter, is this the result we want? Then that's the motion we must put into practice to achieve it. We do not know that we did it. We're not even aware that we're doing it. It becomes so subliminal. It becomes so subconscious. It becomes so unreasonable. But you see, our conscious mind acts upon these things. And If our conscious mind could act upon it instantly, and it can, if our conscious mind could act upon it instantly, and does, if our conscious mind could act upon it instantly, then we would be doing a perfect job. But every moment of your life, do you say to yourself, I'm holding perfect? Every moment of your life, no matter what you're doing, do you think I'm holding perfect? And your relationship to the world, do you look out at the world and see the sad world and then say, I'm holding perfect? You say, that's ludicrous, that's incorrect, that's not proper thinking. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. You see, the big thing that we do is to come to the realization that there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. It does not begin with anybody else. It does not begin anywhere else. It begins right with me. And as it begins with me, I experience peace. As I say, I am whole and perfect. It does not begin with the world conditions. It does not begin with the environment. It does not begin with the epidemics that are current anywhere. It does not begin with any limitation of any kind. It begins with putting that cause in motion. I am whole and perfect. And living in that awareness. And we do not know we did it. When we are placing this cause in motion, we did not know that we did it. Now, many people go to a physical retreat. They go to a retreat like would be experienced here at the campus of the University of Healing. And as they come to this physical retreat, they expect to find peace and balance and harmony. They expect to find love. They expect to find joy. They expect to find fulfillment of every desire that they could ever wish. They're in this prayerful place. They're in this monastery. They're in this center of peace. They're in Lourdes, as you might say. They're in that place where people have received healings and where wonderful things have happened. Yes, that's true. That's happened here too. But it only happens to those people who are preparing themselves properly. You go to the store and you ask for peanuts, and the storekeeper sells you peanuts. You go to the store and you ask for peanuts, and the storekeeper sells you walnuts, and you say, hey, I asked for peanuts, not walnuts. And the storekeeper said, well, I didn't think you would notice. You have such a bad attitude. You have such an attitude that you don't care what you buy. You just take anything that's given to you. You don't have any decision-making power for yourself at all. All you do is just accept whatever people throw at you. Storekeeper would never be so bombastic like that. But maybe they are, too. Now, how about that? Are you the kind of person who goes and takes whatever they give you? I'm sorry, we're out of peanuts today. How about walnuts? I want peanuts, and peanuts is what I'm going to get. Walnuts is not what I want. Walnuts is not what I'm going to get. I do not accept something that I do not want. I only take those things that I want. I only take those things which I order. I only take those things which are in my consciousness. Well, don't get so toughy and so uprighteous about it. Yes, I am toughy and I am uprighteous about it. I speak only the truth about myself. I'm whole and perfect. I don't go around in a world where there is not wholeness and perfection. Wherever I look, I see wholeness and perfection. Whatever I do, I am whole and perfect. Whatever happens in my world, I'm whole and perfect. I put that cause in motion, and I experience it. Oh, boy, what a toughie. Yes, and you know, that's just what we must be. That's exactly what we must be. We must be so definite. How many times have you gone into a store and they were out of what you wanted? Did you take a substitute? Have you ever gone to a dinner and you've gone to a restaurant, and the restaurant's a very nice restaurant, very busy restaurant, and you ask for certain things, and then the waitress comes back and says, I'm sorry, but we don't have that. And she says, what substitute would you like? Here are some possibilities. And you say, I'm sorry, I came in here expecting exactly what I wanted. You didn't have it, so thank you, goodbye. You see, we don't have the courage and the strength to stand up and say, thank you, goodbye. We're not being wrong. We ordered what we ordered, and we expected to get what we expected to get because it was on the menu, and it was what they offered, and they didn't have it, so we left. Now, hey, you can't leave. Your meal is here already, and this is... No, I ordered something, and you didn't have it, and you told me you had it, and I don't want something I don't want. But this food is perfectly good. People are eating it constantly. I don't care what people are doing. I don't care what people have in their minds. I don't care what people say and think and do. I only care what I think and say and do. And no, I will not accept that food that I did not order. Well, aren't you a huffy one? No, I merely expected something and I didn't get it. And so therefore, I didn't stay to eat something else. So you get up and you leave the restaurant and you feel a little bit unhappy. Unhappy that you had to be so firm. But you didn't have to be so firm. You just say, I would like to have this particular meal on your menu. And the lady says, fine. And then she brings you something different. And you say, I'm sorry, that's not what I ordered. And the lady says, but I served it. And I'll have to pay for it if you don't eat it. And you say, I'm sorry, thank you very much. And you leave. You don't make a fuss over it. You don't act self-righteous. You just do not accept something which you did not order. Now, did you order ill health? Then don't accept it. Did you order poverty or limitation? Then don't accept it. Did you order anything that is not whole and perfect for you? Then don't accept it. Our ability to not accept something that we didn't order must be something we train ourselves in. And we train ourselves in that in every area of our life, from the restaurant to any other area that we're in. And I oftentimes say to our friends here on campus, would you like to go with me? And they say, oh, I had plans to go. I'd like to go, but I can't. I have, hey, I asked you, would you like to go with me? And your answer is yes or no. And then you say why. But first you say yes or no so I can mentally accept exactly what you're going to say. Would you like to go with me? No. And I say, well, that's fine. And then I go my way. But just a minute, I want to tell you why. Hey, that you could not go, did not want to go, chose not to go, that's your business. I don't need to know your reasons. I'm filled with a life full of reasons, and these reasons are what cause me to have anxiety, have tension, have concern over things that are not my concern. Why you're not going is none of my business. That you're going is my business because we go together. If you don't go, then that's your business. You may have something wonderful or you may have something dreadful. It is up to you, whatever you choose, in preference to going with me. But you see, get a straight answer. Yes, no. Get a straight opinion. Yes, no. Get the idea, you don't need to know why. You say, well, it makes interaction between human beings. No, it doesn't. It only shows the weakness. If you choose not to do something, no. Thank you for asking, but no. And then let it go. Hey, there's no offense there. There's no problem there. But the more we practice this, the more we train ourselves in this, we do not know that we did it. And it'll become so subliminal in our thinking that it'll be the backing up actions that will support what and who we are. And you watch. As you practice this with yourself, as I practice it with myself every day, every minute of every day, I do not have to argue with myself or anybody else. I'm always at peace. I'm always happy. I'm always abundant. I'm always filled with perfection. My body, I live in the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I'm whole and perfect. You see, this is who I am. This is what I am. And this is all that I am. Isn't that a wonderful way to be? I think it is. We do not know we did it. And that's the best way. Because our practice, our training, our understanding has been powerful, effective, and eternal. Take this as your gift today from me, if you wish, that you will practice saying, I'm whole and perfect. And watch that you are whole and perfect. But you don't have to watch it. You'll be it. You won't even have to pay attention to it. You'll be it. We did not know we did it. And that's how it works the best. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.